Ticklish by Art Inspired.
But, Mom!
No buts!
But... Pip!
Queen Haven sat at one of her many golden jeweled thrones that could be found throughout the Palace of Zephyr Heights.
Your wings are completely ruffled again,
she said while pointing.
They only ruffled a tiny little bit, Mom.
Please.
Pip.
But Mom, I just don't wanna. It'll be, like, the third or fourth time this week. There was a commercial that I did for that awful smelling perfume. And then there was a photo shoot, and now this. Can't we just...
No, Pip. Please understand. I want you to be looking your absolute best for the spectacular performance. You are the star of the show, after all.
The young pony drooped her ears in defeat.
Fine,
she said snootily while sighing. She then briskly turned around and saw none other than her modest sibling, Zip Storm. She was standing by one of the red, glimmering curtains and smiled at Pip while holding onto the handle of a brush by her maw. She obviously didn't say a word, and instead just stared for a moment and waited for Pip to lead the way.
Oh, you're just loving this, aren't you?
Zip released the brush and held onto it with her hoof the rest of the way there.
I am,
she confessed.
I'm loving every single moment that goes by.
She chuckled some more before saying,
You're practically already freaking out. What exactly is it with you and getting your wings preened? I just...
Pip rolled her eyes and slowed down as she came up to the door.
I'm ticklish, okay?
They entered, and just as they did, Zip sarcastically asked,
You don't say...
Pip laid down onto her bed reluctantly and proceeded to spread her lush and pink wings.
Zip, let's just get this done, okay? Make sure your phone is silenced, by the way. We don't want there to be any interruptions during our private preening time.
Pip gently placed her phone aside while saying,
Better yet, I'll just turn it off completely for the time being. We don't need this turning into a preen stream or something.
Zip then cockily asked,
Oh, you're not gonna livestream this to your adoring fans after all, huh?
She replied with a rhetorical question of her own.
When do I ever stream this?
Pip scoffed and pleaded.
Stop wasting time and stop trying to embarrass me.
Zip shrugged and got onto the bed as well. She stayed mostly on her right side, and slowly she used a hoof to assist her sister with spreading them out that much more.
There we go,
she instructed.
Look, sis, you don't have to feel embarrassed or anything while I'm doing this. I know that already,
Pip fussed.
I can't...
Zip leaned up to say,
I've barely touched you. I can't help myself, Zip.
Pip replied,
Would you just pretty please hurry this up and get this over with?
Zip told her sister before she began.
Actually, Mom's the one who told me to do a good job.
She heard her sister groan.
You'll thank me when I'm done. You always do.
She clamped her teeth back down and onto the wooden part of the brush. Just before beginning, she heard her sister say,
Let me thank you now, actually.
There was a moment of silence that followed.
You're actually a pretty awesome sister to have, so even though I hate to get preened so very, very often, at least you're the one who does it for me. Zip? Thank you so much.
Pip innocently readjusted herself and luxuriously rested upon her golden hoofs while waiting. Meanwhile, Zip remained emotionless, and she just blushed. She had never heard her sister so appreciative. Slowly, she brought the bristly end ever closer towards her sister's many pink and white feathers. She gulped silently before giving Pip the usual warning and mumbled,
Here I go, Pip.
She heard the pony in front of her voice.
Yep, go for it, Zip. Do your worst.
It ever so slightly touched the wing, and an unchecked giggle followed without a fail. As Zip motioned downwards, even more chortles escaped, and then Zip discovered a visible knot within one of the middle feathers.
Gah! No, Zip, set, I can't already!
She loosened up and grabbed hold of the brush with her hoofs.
The feather was sticking out,
she told Pip while tightening her grip. Pip gasped sharply and nervously asked,
It doesn't have to come off, does it?
Zip breathed in before hastily and strategically brushing yet again.
Phew, that was a good one,
Pip complimented.
I've straightened it out. I'm going to start moving my way up, and then to the other one, all right?
Pip instinctively buried her smirking muzzle more and more into her shiny hoofs.
Mm-hmm.
Zip resumed her work, and the more rigorous her brushes became, the more Pip laughed and cutely cackled.
No, stop! I'm almost done with this one, and then I can get the right wing. Come on, I got it!
She yanked, but she was careful with her actions. The brush slid serenely and caused even more problems for Pip. She breathed for a moment and then said,
Chill, Zip! You're being too rough again.
I'm just trying to finish this up, like you asked me to.
Pip then snatched hold of a nearby pillow and promptly used it to cover the rest of her face. Zip could still hear her sibling laughing uncontrollably from underneath, but she did her best to ignore it and just kept going. The pink Pegasus received very little mercy that day.
I'm nearly finished now, so hold still for just a little bit longer, sis. I can't get all the knots out if you keep squirming.
It tickles!
With the preening session slowly coming to an end, Zip soon found herself chuckling a few times too.
Okay, Pip. I think that's enough.
She squirmed and tried to remain serious, but her sister was no help whatsoever. Sounds of Zip's and Pip's joyful laughter soon filled the air. Despite this, Zip still managed to do a miraculous job with caring for her sister's wings.
Zip, that was...
Pip cleared her throat before saying,
You finished already?
Zip asked while smiling.
You're right if I keep going.
She snuggled closely to Pip, and Pip seemingly snuggled back.
No ponies watching us, so...
Zip nodded and started to say,
Yeah, you're right, I guess.
She then narrowly glanced up for a second to look at Pip's phone and saw a small, flashing red light. Even though the screen itself was pitch black, it all of a sudden visibly vibrated.
How long has that thing been on?
Zip asked.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Pip asked.
That light.
Pip pointed at it with a shaken hoof.
Does that mean that the phone's recording something right now?
Pip released a dramatic and shocked gasp.
I must have accidentally locked the screen by mistake. We were being watched by every pony.
At that moment, there was a light rapping on the door, and Queen Haven could be heard questioning them from the other side.
Are the two of you at all aware that you've been streaming the entire time?
Hello and welcome back to Common Time with Visual Pony, where I will once again remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated and helps us to keep the lights on around here. And don't forget, if the lights go out, then Yeah, that's not good. Anyhow, let me get into the story real quick. It's like one of these stories that I had in my read later list for a few days by now, and I'm like, this sounds amazing. So you gotta read it. So I was gonna read it either if I recorded it or not, and holy crap. So I read this and I'm like, this is just amazing. This is just super amazing. Even though it does come across as a little bit lewd, you know? The phrasing and the reactions of Pip here kinda, you know, remind me a little bit of a girl having her first time and being nervous about it, you know? It is weird. It's just weird. But it's cutely weird. And apparently the story now has a Russian and a Chinese translation, which I find cool. I might translate it to German, who knows? Anyhow, I love this. It made me laugh. I hope that my laughing voice acting here was on par with what the story deserved. Let me know in the comments down below what you thought, and I hope that the story finds you well in body and mind.